Max Gonzalez and Caitlin Bruce are going to join us to talk about an art gallery event called Colors Nature, which kicked off last night and continues today, organized through the Hemispheric Conversations Urban Art Project. And they are ready to join us on the radio right now. Good morning. Who's this that I have here?
Hi there. Max here. And I know Caitlin is here as well.
Hi, Max. Caitlin, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. Welcome to you both. Max, I'm going to start with you. Max Gonzalez, you're the curator of this exhibit. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah. So this exhibit features artwork from two international artists, Eva Bracamontes and Sasha Primo. It also features artwork from a ton of local artists, all based in Pittsburgh or outside Pittsburgh. And then as well, featuring a good portion of work from Tomas Garcia, an artist originally from Spain, but now living in Pittsburgh.
And what are some of the media that these artists have created works in?
Yeah, so Eva and Sasha are two artists who primarily work in muralism, graffiti art, and street art. So one of our biggest focuses of this art show was to express how different cultures, different people can interpret street art and graffiti, being that it has become an international art form. Yeah, so everything is in some way responsive to graffiti or street art, but the mediums used are everywhere from spray paint, printmaking, markers, the traditional oil painting, really everything. So just even sometimes just an abstraction of what someone thinks graffiti is.
It's amazing to see street art. A lot of folks don't give it the respect it deserves, and they immediately think it's an act of vandalism. But street art in a place that's meant for street art and in a place that's meant to be beautified is amazing. I know it wasn't too long ago, I believe it was O'Hare in Chicago at the airport, that all sorts of street art displayed at the airport as I landed. A lot of it from the little village in Chicago, which is a neighborhood primarily of people from Mexico who have come to the United States to live. And the colors and the ideas were so vibrant. It was like losing. You could lose yourself in all of that art. And it sounds like this is what folks will see if they stop by today, just ways to look at the world differently and to get energized.
I was going to say, it's great that you brought that up. I'm actually originally from the southwest side of Chicago, south side of Chicago. My family has lived in Pilsen, which is the neighborhood next to Little Village.
Yeah.
They've been there for four generations. So I grew up with tons and tons of murals and street art, graffiti. That was just part of my life forever. And since moving to Pittsburgh 10 years ago, I definitely thought this is something that's a little underrepresented in Pittsburgh. That's kind of been one of my goals. And also working with Caitlin through Hiccup is just to get that exposure of graffiti art, equally Latino culture, and just let people understand graffiti culture, street art culture. It's a very rich history. It's a part of hip-hop culture, and it deserves to be equally represented as any other part of hip-hop. And even if it does have, the origins of vandalism and origins of illegality of different sorts, it's still a culture of people who wish to be represented.
Yeah, and I think it's important to respect the craving that people have to be part of the built environment that have been left out of it for so long. Caitlin Bruce, here at the University of Pittsburgh, tell us a little bit about your involvement. I did not know the acronym HICCOP. I love it. That's the Hemispheric Conversations Urban Art Project, and indeed that is HICCOP. Tell us about your role in this.
Thanks. I'm really happy to be here. Good morning. I'm an associate professor in communication at the University of Pittsburgh, and my research is all about public art in global context and how it brings people together and enables conversations across social differences. So actually, I started doing my research in Chicago on the Southwest Side while studying at Northwestern in 2010, came across this amazing festival called the Meeting of Styles, a global graffiti festival. And from there, you know, got to know hundreds of artists and their work and the way that they transform the environment, but also, I think, make city spaces feel more full of possibilities. So I wrote a book about that, but really wanted to work with the artists that I've met, just not to write about it, but to help produce work. And when I came to Pittsburgh in 2014, you know, I saw a lot of potential for that and was very lucky to meet Shane Pilster, who's our other collaborator, and Oren Cohen, who also are members of HICCOP. And we started doing some programming in 2016 to create a little more awareness about the history and culture around graffiti in global context, largely with a focus on Chicago and León, Guanajuato, Mexico, which is in central Mexico. So since then, we've done over, you know, 30 talks, over 15 youth workshops. We've produced over 8 murals. My role is more on the research, production, and sort of fundraising organizational side. So I'm learning a lot working with Max and Shane and Noreen about the art production side of things, and that's been extremely exciting. It's been a really wonderful experience. And in particular here in Pittsburgh, I think there's so much rich industrial history as well, which is so deeply connected to the history of graffiti, that it offers a really great space to explore some of those global conversations as well.
Now, people can come by this evening from 5 to 10 o'clock at 101 East 8th Avenue in Homestead, where Global Expressions is taking place. And the art we've been talking about will be there on display as part of the art gallery event taking place tonight. And any other details that people should know in terms of being able to find you this evening between 5 and 10 and to see the art that Max just talked about?
I don't think so. It's pretty easy to access the space. There might still be some live painting going on the exterior of the building around daylight hours, so people can look out for that if they're interested in seeing the process of mural production. We'll be painting in the afternoon. And, you know, we're really excited to meet everyone, the artists, Eva Bracamontes and Sasha Primo. They're really excited just to meet other artists and other neighbors to get to learn more about the city of Pittsburgh while they're here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you to you and University for support. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to both Max Gonzalez, who has curated the exhibit, and Caitlin Bruce, doing research at the University of Pittsburgh. I appreciate both of you being here to be with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.